That's Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
is Pete Evans. This is Spinning Jazz, and that's an album picked up last Monday from Record Collector, and it's the first mono reissue for about 50 years of the fantastic Love Supreme. That was part two, Resolution, beautifully produced on the Verve series of Impulse reissues, and it's from 1964, as I say, recorded in December, on the 9th of December, at Rudy Van Gelder's. John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones at the drums. Welcome, this is Pete Evans, this is Spinning Jazz, it's Sheffield Live till 11, and next up, this is from 1977, recorded in Hollywood, came out in Japan on RCA Records. It's the album March of the Tadpoles. It's the Toshiko Akiyoshi Lou Tabakin Big Band, and this is Yellow is Mellow.
Thank you.
Rare one indeed for a Sunday morning. That is Bill Barron and his quartet from his final album on Savoy Records, came out in the late 60s. It's called Motivation, and that was a tune written by his brother Kenny called Cosmos. It was Bill Barron on tenor saxophone, Kenny Barron on piano, Chris White on bass, Al Hicks playing the drums. Yeah, I picked that album up in the last week or so. It's been a bit of an elusive want of mine. It's a great album. The jazz is excellent, but the recording quality is not absolutely top-notch, as I'm sure you heard on that one, but I wanted you to listen to it anyway. Probably won't have heard that on the radio before. It's yeah, it's an extremely difficult-to-find album. Managed to find a copy in Rio de Janeiro, of all places. I didn't go there myself. I mean, I got it online from a seller in Rio de Janeiro. I wouldn't travel to Rio just to buy that record anyway. There we go. Next up, Blue Note Records, 1963, the fantastic John Patton and his album Blue John, which was not released at the time of recording, and in fact I think it's possibly, arguably, his finest album. It features George Braith on soprano and Stritch, John Patton on organ, Grant Green on guitar, Ben Dixon on the drums, and this is Bermuda Clay House.
Thank you.
beautiful music from 1976 on the Vanguard record label, an album I picked up last month in Hull at the excellent Spinet Records in Trinity Market. That's Roland Prince on guitar, and he was joined on there by Kenny Barron once again on the keyboards. Frank Foster was on tenor saxophone, Bob Cranshaw on bass, Al Chalk on percussion, and Eddie Moore was playing the drums. That was a tune written by Roland Prince called Genevieve. And next up, we're returning to the hall from Rio de Janeiro. This is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans, till 11. from a 12-inch EP, 45 RPM from Japan, that came out in the 60s on Decca Records. That is the Quartet Trebian, Fly Me to the Moon. It's six up-tempo tunes from their assorted Decca albums, and found that fairly recently, and it's a beautiful copy. And that was Jeter Thompson on the piano, Richard Simmons on bass, Albert St. James on the drums, and Percy James on congas and bongos. Before that, it was Norma Bengel on Odeon Records from Brazil, and we heard Druma Negrita. And we're going to head up to 10 o'clock with the latest offering in the Blue Note Tone Poet series. Something else I picked up last Monday at the fantastic record collector here in Sheffield. It's Stanley Turrentine and his album In Memory Of, and this is Jody's Cha-Cha, which was written by Spike Lee's dad Bill, and it features Stanley Turrentine on tenor saxophone, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Curtis Fuller is on trombone, Herbie Hancock on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Otis Candy Finch is playing the drums. It originally came out in 1979 as part of the Unissued series. It was recorded originally in 64. This is Spinning Jazz. It's Sheffield Live. It's Pete Evans all the way through till 11 with the finest in vinyl jazz.